From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The Syracuse University News House staff report in the Poughkeepsie Journal that in 2019, with a new Democratic majority, the New York State legislature looked poised to legalize recreational marijuana. Then Governor Andrew Cuomo stepped in and blocked the efforts. In 2020, even Cuomo was on board, but then COVID-19 cut the legislative session short and no action on the issue was taken. Cuomo said it would have to wait until 2021. A January Siena College poll of New York registered voters found that 58% supported legalization. State Senator Louis Sepulveda, a Democrat from the Bronx, said, and I quote, "We are going to pass some form of legislation, and you know what? When you consider the incredible deficits that we are going to have as a result of Corona, all revenue streams are going to have to be considered, including gambling, online gambling, and things of that nature," end quote. Right now, some of that potential tax money is going to neighboring Massachusetts, where four legal marijuana stores near the state border have reopened after shutting recreational sales during the coronavirus pandemic. Read more about this story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. Nick Kreisman is reporting for State of Politics. County governments in New York last week received a memorandum advising that funds to support mental health services were going to be withheld while the pursuit of federal dollars to shore up the state budget continues. The economic recovery will take some time as governments at all levels statewide struggle to continue to provide basic services and to manage without interruptions. The ability to do that hinges on what the federal government will do and when it will act. State lawmakers wrote last week, and I quote, "Recovery will be long and difficult, particularly for those communities hit the hardest, among them communities of color, families with children," end quote. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced in the spring that billions were needed to bolster the state's finances and to avoid 20% cuts to schools, local governments, and health care. So far, those cuts have taken the form of withheld state aid, but could turn into permanent spending reductions in the future. The state is asking local governments to prepare now for a loss of funding in the coming weeks and months. In the memo to county governments from Mental Health Deputy Commissioner Emil Slain, local officials were asked to work with local field offices for the, and I quote, "development of a plan," end quote, in case a federal stimulus payment to states is not approved. Read the full story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. The Times Union is reminding antenna television viewers that the National Association of Broadcasters said to rescan their TV to continue to receive programming and emergency alerts. Using the remote, select scan or auto-tune from the TV or converter box control menu. The TV will complete the process itself. In the Capital Region, the networks and some other channels are carried over the air and can be seen with the use of an antenna. The local TV stations are changing their over-the-air broadcast frequencies under Federal Communications Commission requirements. Subscribers to cable or satellite do not have to worry about the rescan. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Amanda Freeze reports for the Times Union that a Republican congressional candidate is upset that donations were made in her name to the Council on American-Islamic Relations, Black Lives Matter, and ACBlue, a fundraising site for Democratic campaigns and progressive causes. Liz Joy is running against Democrat incumbent Paul Tonko for the 20th District Congressional seat that includes Albany County. Joy was quoted in a press release, and I quote, "I am concerned that illegal and unauthorized donations have been made in my name. Let me be clear. I will defend and oppose any illegal and unauthorized misappropriation of my name or my campaign. Despite any opposition or illegal efforts, I will continue to work tirelessly to represent the hardworking people of this district," end quote. The donations were all under $15, but used Joy's name, personal address, and campaign committee email. Joy called it identity theft. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.